This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. You need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible format flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
Hey, yo, what up, though? This is Brad B. Rad Butler II, author of Pain, Passion, Purpose, and you are listening to the Trenton Waves podcast.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
That's right, Trenton Waves. Here we are yet again.
Hello.
With another commanding...
presence?
I don't know. No idea. Another commanding presence. That's exactly right. How are you feeling today, Christina?
I'm good. Excited. It's been a really...
Trenton Fashion Week, man.
I feel like it's been shot out of a cannon this week.
I know.
It's been like one thing right after the other.
I've never had to wear this many different outfits. I'm a t-shirt and jeans type of guy. You know that.
Yes.
I have two pairs of shoes, sneakers and black. That's it.
Yeah, and you've been getting all dolled up.
I know, and it's been amazing.
Well, it is Fashion Week, so.
Well, it's Trenton Fashion Week.
It's Trenton Fashion Week.
There's a big difference.
Right.
Listen, if you're hooked up with any kind of Fashion Week and it's not Trenton Fashion Week, you're missing it.
You're missing the boat.
That's right. Speaking of Trenton Fashion Week... we have a very special guest with us here today. She is a brand image consultant. She's a fashion designer. She's a fashion model. She's a talent developer. She's an events expert. Do you know who I'm talking about yet?
I do.
It's Nicole Nolan here with us today. Woo! Hello, Nicole. Wow.
Hello.
Look at you.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, Trenton Waves, the official sponsor of Trenton Fashion Week.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, really? Thanks for
really?
On. Yes, mm-hmm. I am.
Why is that?
Yes, I am. It's Waves. You guys are making waves.
Oh, look at her. She jumped right in. Another pun. Crystal Feliciano, the head muckety muck over at the Trenton Fashion Week, the big cheese. She introduced us at Sabor Latino, day two of Trenton Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. And what a marvelous event that was with the bling session.
Yes.
The makeup and bling, mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. I got two pairs of earrings that night.
And that was with the Black Phoenix stuff.
Yes, yes. A beautiful selection of jewelry there.
How much were those earrings? How much were those earrings?
$5.
What?
I know, and they're so beautiful.
Can you get them online?
I'm not sure.
Notice how we just totally ignore Nicole and she's not in the room.
Let's
It's okay. I'm used to it.
Oh,
no. Wait a second.
I'll jump in when you guys
You're used to it. No, wait a second. You're a brand image consultant, fashion designer, fashion model, talent developer, and events expert, and you're telling me you're used to being ignored?
No.
Yes, I'm in the background. I love to be behind
really?
The scenes.
Interesting.
I really don't like to be seen as much. I like to make you look good.
Oh, well. That's a good designer, then.
All right. Now you're saying something there. All right.
Well, I want to start off by asking you the question I ask you. Now, I know you were born in Trenton.
Yes.
Yes.
So I know that's what brought you here. So tell us a little bit about your life in Trenton, like when you were here, when you were, because I know you split your time between Trenton and Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
So growing up in Trenton, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Growing up in Trenton was very colorful. It's very bright.
I don't know if I want to know what that means.
Yeah, very different times, you know. For me, I was more of an introvert in the house and didn't do much, mm-hmm. you know. However, back then in Trenton, when I was growing up, we had skating rings, we had community centers, we had, you know, a lot of events in the park for children, a museum would throw movies every week.
Oh,
we had a ball in Trenton. So it was a busy, interesting, and colorful time growing mm-hmm. up in Trenton for me. before things shifted.
Okay. I do feel the shifting back. Do you feel that?
I do.
You feel, you notice a change?
I do. I'm back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there you go.
That's part of it. That's part of it.
That's part of the shift. Nicole Nolan's back in town.
Yes. I'm watching. I keep my eyes on my hometown.
That's right.
You said, born, bred, and I love it here.
You said in your bio that Trenton made you.
Trenton didn't make me.
What do you mean by that?
My experiences here in Trenton, the people. I must say, Trenton, it's almost like a melting pot, like Atlanta a little bit. People come from all over. You get a lot of different experiences. Mm-hmm. You meet a lot of different people. So when I say Trenton made me, there were people here who I attribute to, you know, me being who I am and giving me the experiences that I did have, you know, some good, some bad. But I totally believe that being in Trenton, it's a hard sell.
Really, you think that?
Yeah, they say if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. If you can make it in Trenton, New Jersey, you can make it anywhere.
I actually agree with you.
Well,
I think it's easier, especially now in New York. But now, here in Trenton, you got to have some tough skin.
Will Foskey calls it the Trenton hustle.
Yeah, the Trenton hustle, you know? Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So Trenton made you and the world took you.
The world took me. Wow. I have to say, I have to be honest, the world took me more than Trenton took me.
Well, Trenton made you.
Trenton made me.
But you're back.
But I'm back. That's good. I love it. And I love what I see that's going on. I love the changes. I love that the events are increasing in Trenton. Mm-hmm. The community is increasing in Trenton. I see a lot of changes. I don't focus much on the negative in regards to the violence and things like that. I try to see, you know, I'm watching the economic development and the things that they're doing. The African-American movement here with the community and, you know, the culture and things like that. They're kind of bringing it back with the events that they're having in the Mill Hill, and kind of reminds you of the 70s a little
bit, 80s.
So I'm really enjoying those events, the house in the park and all of those things.
I love the Mill Hill Park market on Thursdays.
Capital Market.
Oh, I love that.
Especially
when I'm here, because I could just walk up there.
Right.
And get my popcorn and get my wife's salad.
He calls me and then takes the order. I'm like, what kind of salads do they have? And he has to stand there and tell every
single
salad.
Read the whole menu down.
What was the second one you said?
I did the market for 3 years.
Oh, really?
I did.
I was selling plus size clothing.
When I had the store on
East State Street, I would come out and go to the market and I would sell my clothing.
It's like all new to us.
Yes.
I didn't
know that. Yes, it did.
So tell us a little bit about that. I know you're a designer.
Yes, I am.
So tell me about the designer aspect and the plus size aspect and all of that.
Well,
how did you get started doing that? How did you get interested in that?
Well, I had a really bad habit.
Oh?
I used to smoke cigarettes.
Oh.
And in 2003, I stopped smoking cigarettes. And, you know, the habit of the hand moving, the motion from the cigarette to the mouth, to the cigarette in the mouth. When I stopped, it became the Oreo cookies.
Oh, boy.
Right.
And so you were smoking Oreo cookies?
I was smoking Oreo cookies. They started calling me Oreo. So I noticed I put on 75 pounds. More, a little bit more than 75 pounds within a year.
Oh, my gosh.
After smoking cigarettes. And then I found myself, my fashionable self, with nothing to wear. The clothing that I was wearing was like my grandmother's.
Oh, okay.
And I found myself, I couldn't express myself in my clothing. So it started a mission to find the best thing, the best clothing, the best items out there for plus size women. So I did a lot of research. I did a lot of research on the people in Trenton, the women in Trenton, the plus size industry as a whole, the outsized market, all of that. And I found nothing. And after years, I still found nothing. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to create something. And initially, I said, just for me, I would call it. And then I found out there was a just for me.
Oh, was there?
Clothing line. So then I said, okay. I love Oprah. I absolutely love Oprah. And it's all about Oprah. So I flipped my last name. I flipped my first name backwards, in which she flipped her first name.
Right, right.
And that's when I created Elosa.
Ah.
Now,
what does that mean? I'm looking at that name. I'm like, I don't know what this means. And I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
Absolutely. Oh, so cool. It's Nicole backwards. And
it's
then
Nicole
I went...
backwards.
Now he's got to type it.
I see. And then I went and I started taking trips to Las Vegas, New York, Florida, all of the markets, Jacob Javits, going to see what I could find and saying, hey, if you would produce just one or two of these items, and let's see how this would work, make it a little bigger, cut it with the manufacturers. And it did, and it worked well. And
wow.
Then I went to a lot of the other designers that were making clothing, but they could not sell. Because the plus-size woman is a hard sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every plus-size woman is losing weight every month.
Mm.
So she's very skeptical when buying clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you find a lot of manufacturers and designers with clothing sitting on the shelves that they can't sell. So I went to them and I had this TJ Maxx approach, and you know, I'm going to turn Elosin into the TJ Maxx for plus size women. And then it kind of worked, and you know, things grew from
so you home. You bought from other manufacturers,
for plus size.
Well, what does that mean, the TJ Maxx approach?
Because TJ Maxx, they get overstocks. That things that manufacturers or businesses can't sell, mm-hmm. and they sell it for a discounted price.
Oh, and that's what Elosin
did at first.
Elosin Plus or?
Elosin Plus did that first.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, and then we switched over from Elosin Plus to just Elosin Fashions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what we did was after that, then the other designers, other retailers started coming on. It started getting saturated. It started growing. There started to be a really huge move on, you know, the plus size and dressing the plus size woman. So I said, you know what? I'm still not satisfied because I'm buying out of need and not out of desire.
Okay.
And when I shop, I like to make purchases where, oh, I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, I won't purchase it. Mm-hmm. So I found myself buying a lot of stuff that I didn't like from my customers and trying to make a sell on those. So I said to myself, in 5 years, I'm going to create my own line.
Okay.
And that's when I created my line within five years.
Wow. Now, do you have any of your lines showing at Trenton Fashion Week?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No.
You're a big tease, is what you are.
Unfortunately, they didn't reach out to me.
Oh, next year.
I was wondering. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I would have loved to just, you know, show my next fall collection.
Oh. You hear that, Crystal?
Yes, Crystal.
Crystal.
Oh, she's got all fiery just now. Oh, man.
Yes, Crystal.
No, you mentioned TJ Maxx, because I don't like TJ Maxx.
Mm-hmm.
He says there's nothing
there for men.
They hate men.
I disagree, but Frank doesn't like to pick through the racks. And you know, when you go to TJ Maxx, you literally have to pick through the racks. And he's like, they don't have anything here. And he just leaves in frustration.
Listen, it wasn't just me. I saw another guy with the same look of disappointment and desperation in his face looking for something to wear. And he found nothing.
Take me with you next
time. I take my wife with me. And I'm not, you know, what are you going to find for me?
I'm a stylist.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, it kind of harkens back to what you're saying. They're going to, TJ Maxx is like any other business. Women love clothes. Women of all sizes, shapes, colors, whatever, ethnic backgrounds. We love to dress up or dress down and look nice, and we all have our own taste. And to buy something just because I have to buy it, that's like the worst.
It's like you're just
depressed.
It is very tent dresses. Drove me crazy.
Tent dress.
Yeah, well, I was saying to Frank, he says, what was there before? Like plus size models and things like that. I said, moo-moos.
Moo-moos.
Right? That's
for
what we
cows.
Used to call.
Like, you know?
A double moo.
It's like so, I'm so glad. Like when you look in it, well, I have an issue with magazines too. Like fashion magazines. Like you see the ads and you see plus size women in the ads.
Yes.
But you don't really see them in the pages where you have the fashion designers showing their clothing.
Absolutely.
You still see the really skinny, like 12-year-olds.
Absolutely.
I mean, the girls in those shots are literally like between two, I swear, they're like 12 to maybe 18. And like, okay, so what woman is wearing this? Like,
absolutely. It's not realistic. It never was realistic.
It never was.
It had women... you know, developing body dysmorphia, mm-hmm. you know, and had unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And when you place a size 2 mm-hmm. in a magazine and you're going to try to sell that to a size 12, and when a size 12 put on what that size, it does not look the same.
No.
We want women that represent us. Mm-hmm. That's what we would like to see. And I'm glad with this new movement going forward, you know, society accepting plus size women mm-hmm. and catering to them. And then not only that, the industry and big money sees that. It's some money in this.
Right.
This is a $65 billion industry yes. over here.
Really? Less
money talks, really? Man.
$65 billion?
Yeah, it might be a little bit more now.
Mm-hmm. I'm so out of the loop, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might
I have
be a little
no
bit
idea.
More now.
Well, it was almost like in the past that the plus size women were still out there, but they were just kind of invisible.
Right. And we have the most disposable income when it comes to our counterparts.
Wow, that's
we
good
do,
to know.
Because we have nothing to spend it on but shoes and pocketbooks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A couple of earrings here.
So that's why women have so many shoes.
Is that why?
Because he says, why do you need so many shoes? Because
yeah, really?
They always fit.
And that's why we took the most cruises. We would be on cruise ships.
Yeah, but she doesn't even, my wife doesn't even like cruises.
I didn't want to go on a cruise because I felt like I like to be at a destination and just see a new place and
right.
and kind of like be in the place. Like
absolutely.
I don't usually do the touristy spots. I'll find the places where the locals go. So now I'm on a ship. It's all tourists. So that's why I'm like, oh, we can do a Windjammer cruise where you literally jump off the side of the ship. He goes, no. I want to go to the kind of ship where you're, you know, there's 2,000 people on it and you eat 24
yeah,
hours
right.
a day.
Right, that's the destination.
So we did one and right. I said, oh, I would do this again. It
so
was
she did
fun.
Like, you
it's
did
a
like,
different
yeah.
kind of vacation. I'm not saying I hated it. It's just different.
Right. You don't like the concept of cruises.
Let's just go back to what you said, jump off.
Yeah, the Windjammer
yeah,
cruises.
Windjammer cruise.
They're small ships. They're actually they're mostly sailing ships. So they can you can have anywhere from 10 to 50 people.
Okay.
So it's not a ship where you're like in this huge, you know, giant glamorous thing. You're like working the sails if you want to.
You're working
the sails and you're on, you know, like you could literally jump off and go in the water and swim. Yeah. So he was like, no, I don't want
to
do that.
No, I don't want to go on vacation and have to work.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have to work on vacation.
He's
and then
like,
I'm jumping
I'm
off
this.
The very thing I paid to be on. You know.
I need a workout.
But anyway, so now,
yeah.
I know you had some shops in Trenton, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I had two shops in Trenton. My first shop was on Market Street. It's mm-hmm. where the Isle of Maze is now.
Mm-hmm.
I was once there for a year and a half, close to two. There was an issue with parking. There's no parking in Trenton, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had to move there. I moved downtown because I thought more so I would be closer to, you know, the state workers, in mm-hmm. which I had planned for, but come to find the state workers don't come outside.
Oh,
but
don't get us started with state workers.
Were having this conversation.
We're having an episode coming up about that very thing.
Nicole and I were having this conversation before we got started, and I was having this conversation with Bonnie last night, and it's just... It's, yeah, we're going to do a whole show about the state workers.
Oh, man.
Because I'm just, like, up to here. I always say, like, if you, like, rag on the city, you know, why don't you quit?
Yeah.
And work somewhere else.
Yes.
And then Trenton residents can take your job. Because,
yes.
really, anybody could do their jobs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. You said it.
And
anyone
saying,
can do it.
Like, we could probably, Trenton residents can do it better. Because we'll have more of a vested interest.
Absolutely.
And so on.
Right.
But, so I get what you're saying. They come here. They eat, and they go back into their office, and they drive home and spend their money
where they
elsewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So,
that's why we need
a whole nother podcast.
I'm with Will Foskey about a non-residence tax.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would
good.
Be huge.
I would vote for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. So we like that idea. Hello, anybody in charge that can make that happen?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Eric Mayer. He runs the city.
He runs the city.
Eric? He's awesome.
We love Eric.
Yes.
Who doesn't love Eric?
Yes.
He was our second interview. The first was the mayor, and the second
and then
was Eric.
Right.
You know, when I first decided to start my business, Eric was the first person I met with.
Aww.
I took my business plan down to him. He said, oh, they have to see this.
Aww.
And Eric pushed for me. And I love Eric and I love Miss Laurice, the Classics
mm-hmm.
bookstore. I love all of those guys down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
yeah.
He's on Lafayette now. He's not on Market anymore. He's
on
Lafayette. Oh, you don't
know.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't even know. I don't know what you're up to speed on. I feel like, oh, I'm going to tell you something you don't know.
No, I'm not gone that as much.
Oh, okay.
I might fly in once a month, once every other month.
Oh, okay.
I just don't do much, you know. How do you say this? I don't go to many events here in Trenton. Okay. I, for the most part, I work and then see my family and then go home.
Okay.
Do you come in for clients or you have
any
clients here?
Oh, yes,
okay.
I do.
So you still, if there were women in Trenton that are interested in buying your fashions, you could still meet with women, connect with them through your website, through phone call, whatever, and then actually see them face to face when you come in.
Yes, phone call, Skype, however.
Oh, cool. Great, that's good.
I come in for not only just for my clothing, but for my events as well.
Oh, okay, and you have events.
Yes.
All right, so tell us about some events. Do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, when's your next one?
The Trenton Stars Award Show.
Okay.
I'm just the event designer on that. I do many facets of the events.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'm hired for event management, event direction, event day direction, event decor, event design, or event planning.
Cool.
It depends on, you know, what exactly they would like to hire me for and what they need for. And sometimes I go in for event design and find myself handling the marketing. Event marketing as well.
Oh, okay. So that's what you do in Atlanta as well.
I do that in Atlanta and here as well.
Oh, so. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about her upbringing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't look at me.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I may go back in time for a second.
Okay.
Is it true that your dad was a boxer?
Yes.
Really?
How did you guys find that out?
Hey, we do a lot. Let me tell you something. We do a lot of homework. And we're so all about telling the truth on this show. I say it almost every episode.
Yes.
This show is about telling the truth and about bringing stuff out that maybe doesn't want to be looked at, maybe.
Your mom was a photographer?
Yes, she was.
There you
and
go.
And your dad was a boxer.
Yes.
So.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
Yes. So he had to... Because usually...
He didn't make it professionally, but
oh, he didn't?
He did. Nah, he did a lot of boxing here in Trenton.
Goss and Goss?
Goss and Goss and all of those.
Really?
But he never made it professionally.
How many fights has he had?
I am unaware of that.
Have you ever seen him fight?
Never.
You ever seen a picture of him fighting?
Yeah.
You ever try on his gloves as a little girl?
No, we weren't that close growing up.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm just asking.
I honestly met my father at 12. Mm-hmm. When I was 12 years old, I was actually raised by my stepfather.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yes, who worked for Amtrak, so.
Oh.
All right,
so
there you go.
So I rode Amtrak for free till I was 25.
That's nice.
What happened at 25?
Very handy.
All over the country.
So. You lost your privileges at 25?
Yes.
What happened? Really?
Ah, tough, very.
I only ask about that because I'm a retired UFC fighter, and I just thought I saw a boxer. I'm like, oh, you're a boxer, cool.
Oh.
That's cool.
He did do boxing. That's how my mother met him.
Oh, okay.
And she took a few photos of him when she was a teenager. So I think she had a grits boxer or thing, camera that they made out of the grits.
What?
Containers.
What are you talking about?
The cameras you used to make out of grits.
What do you mean you used to make out of?
Yeah, they used to make those out of the grits. They used to, I don't know how they do
no
it.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, what grits
look
are.
Up, look it up.
I know what grits are, but
well, you know,
I never made a camera out of it.
I know, I've never heard that either.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
I've never
look
heard
it up.
Of that. Oh, my
out
goodness.
Of a circular container?
Yeah.
Well, like a lens?
And you would...
I'm going to have to talk to Wolfowski about that. I think she's
look it up.
Telling lies.
No,
yeah,
no,
we're
going
to have to check this out.
Check it out.
I'm going to look. I'm going to
check
Google
it
that right
out.
Now. Hang on a second.
Yeah. She told me that story. And so right now I collect cameras. So I have box cameras.
Okay.
I have the instant print from the first instant print cameras. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I collect cameras.
Yeah, I have a few from my dad, like the little, like I guess they call them brownies.
Okay.
Is that what the ones that you look in?
And
they're squares. Yeah.
I cannot tell you the name of them. I just see them and say, okay, this is not a Kodak.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And I remember my dad using them. I mean, that's how old I am. He also had one with that, like, folded in really flat, and then it would open it, and the lens would come out like an accordion. I have that one, too. I don't really collect them. It's just they were his, and I didn't want to get rid of them.
I see them at flea markets, so
I
just pick them up.
Oh,
and
they'll
be like $10 and $20, so
yeah.
I just pick them up. One day I'm going to display them.
Yeah, that would be a nice display.
Yeah.
Wow. Go. I just found a video on how to make a camera out of a grits container or an oatmeal container.
See?
Told you.
Oh,
how to make a pinhole camera.
Make the simplest camera ever invented using just a light proof box, a hole, and paper. You will need one clean 7-inch tall oatmeal box.
Okay.
Wow, an oatmeal box.
A crafter utility
So
knife,
if you're out there podcasting flat, and you need a camera spring, and a pinch,
grab
those grits and start.
If you find out you need a camera and a pinch right after breakfast, you got the thing right there.
Yeah, if you're eating oatmeal or grits.
I've never heard that.
If you're eating now like Cheerios,
you're out of luck.
Anyway.
But she says it like, oh, we always do that. Oh, yeah, we make, oh, I made a camera out of grits.
Yeah.
What?
If my mother hears that, she's going to say, you didn't know the name of the camera. Pinhole camera.
Come on, Nicole.
Absolutely. I'm getting older.
Oh, okay. You said something interesting. You're getting older, but you're not getting old.
Not old.
Older
Absolutely.
Is fine.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, you don't want to get old.
My grandmother taught me that. She said, there's old and there's older. There's poor and there's broke.
Yes.
Don't be poor.
Don't be poor. Poor is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Broke comes and goes.
Yeah. You know? Broke comes and goes. Poor is a mentality.
Yeah. Absolutely. Your grandmother was pretty smart.
Yeah, really.
She's still around?
Absolutely. She passed away 2016. That's when I came back. And yeah, she was very bright. She did crossword puzzles and she just read books. My mother and my grandmother actually eat books, was what we call them. We say they eat books.
They eat books and make cameras out of grits. Oh, wow.
My grandmother loved romance novels. We hate romance novels. Mm-hmm. And my mother, she loves mystery.
I love mysteries too. I used to like romance novels when I was in high school, and then I kind of outgrew them because they kind of were all the same after a while. But mysteries, I love mysteries.
And life doesn't work like that.
No.
Love doesn't work like that.
Yeah, right. It's good to escape once in a while, but all right. I like a
books,
mystery.
Period. Give me the movie.
Yeah.
You're done in 2
Frank's
hours.
A comic book guy, movie guy. It's like, did they do a movie of this book? I'm like, oh,
yeah, I do love comic books.
How could you not like them? They're so much fun.
Yes, they are.
We're actually producing a comic book right
now. I have a friend. He has over 3,000 comic books. And he has them sitting in storage.
Oh, because you don't want to read them.
Like in bags? Yeah, with
in
a
bags.
Cardboard backer?
Yes. Yeah, and if you're listening, I'm talking about you. I think so. You think old.
What's his first name?
Darnell.
Darnell. Listen, depending on what titles you have, frickin' hold. Some other stuff I'm sure you can get rid of. I'm sure there's tons of stuff you can get rid of.
You sold a bunch when we moved. I was like, we need to get rid of some
of this
stuff.
There's a storage space just for comic books.
Wow.
I would love to read them.
You know, you have a storage space just for shoes.
Them,
I have
so
two
don't
storage
beat him
spaces.
Up. Don't beat him up. I'm for sure shoes. There's some of those shoes you can get rid of on Poshmark.
No, but you
do
use shoes.
I purge once a year,
you're
about 50 pairs.
You're telling me you use every pair of those shoes. You use every pair of those shoes. You're telling me. Really?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. Look at her face.
They look interesting, so I purchased them, and they don't feel good.
Yeah. And then you get rid of them,
then
right?
Then you get rid of them.
But she gets rid of them.
I purge once a year.
Nice, and when they start to hurt, she gives them to somebody else.
Well,
nice.
When you realize, oh, this was not a good idea, and then you just say, all right, I'll give it to somebody
else.
And
when they start to hurt, they hurt as soon as you put your feet in.
Hey, podcastia, I'm in here with two women. This is not cool because I'm being ganged up on.
Yeah.
Darnell, he's my only friend right now.
Oh, man. So I want to ask you, if someone wants to get in touch with you and they want to maybe buy some of your fashions or hire you for your experience, tell us how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I'm on the internet, www.NicoleKNolan.com. Do they still say that www?
No, you got
thing?
And really,
I don't even know
I like
if they
how
still
you,
say
I
that.
I was like, am I going to stop her with this? I'm on the internet. I'm on the information superhighway. At www. How about http://? Oh, man. Just say
NicoleKNolan.com.
Thank you.
Say it again.
There. All right.
You can find me at NicoleKNolan.com.
Okay.
Instagram, NicoleKNolan. Facebook. Twitter, Snapchat, Nicole K. Nolan.
Oh, that's great. I actually liked your website a lot. It was very clean and classy looking, and I liked the photos in it. It was really a nice website.
Thank you.
How do you like that Snapchat? You like that?
No, I don't like my stuff disappearing in 24 hours.
I know. Some of them is 10 seconds.
I don't do
You can set it. There's a 10-second thing.
Yeah.
What, why do I need to say in 10 seconds
I
need
to delete
it? I do like the filters. It shrinks my head and makes me look like an animal. And it tells me that I look better
you like
as
this.
An animal.
Really? And you like this?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people like it, because they can do funny things with it.
Right. Yeah, but it's only for 10 seconds.
Well, what do you need that for? You don't need to save your face as a
Well, if I think I look better
something.
At a zebra, I'm going to want to hold on to that.
Attention span is only 10 seconds these days, is it? 5.
Yeah, I don't know, even know.
Down to 5? Adderall.
You didn't realize in 10 seconds it just went down to 5.
It's short. See? It's very short.
As we're speaking, it's getting shorter.
I'm already on to the question of questions that
you
always
ask.
You want me to ask it?
Yeah,
this is the Christina Firestarter Sasso question.
I'm going to let you ask it.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm nervous. Okay.
This is our wrap-up question.
Yeah, okay. Wrap-up question. Oh, hang on a second. Maybe you know, because this is really bothering me. You know when, like, a company has an event and then they do the meeting after the event? There's a word for that. What is that called? I can't think of it.
You have an event and you want to talk about how did it go, what should we change, what's that
mean? I call mine's exit strategy.
I'm not asking what you call yours.
Okay.
I
want
to know the word
for
it.
We couldn't think of a name for it.
Podcastia, email us and let us know what that is.
Yes, please.
It's driving me nuts.
Even in events, I don't know. I just have an exit interview.
What is it, Nicole?
We don't have any post.
What do you call it, an exit strategy?
I call mine, what's my exit strategy? How did I do? What didn't I do?
We're going to have to start calling
it
that.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask those questions.
Right.
I send out a questionnaire. I make a phone call. We have a meeting. We have an exit meeting.
Oh,
and
okay.
I like to know what it is.
No.
Post.
What's postmortem?
It's definitely post. We know that. But what it's called, it's absolutely not.
That's a great idea because this way you can improve.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You need to know what it is that you're doing correctly and what you're not. And what did they like and they didn't like about it.
Okay. So that's your homework.
So you can beat yourself up.
No.
Right, so here's the question.
Okay.
Describe your ideal dream Trenton. What does it look like?
My ideal Trenton, I would love to see nightlife, small businesses, boutiques, a main street. I never thought about that. You know what? Maybe that's why we don't have it.
Mm.
Maybe a lot of people are never really know what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to see it, you know, flourishing economically. I really never thought about mm-hmm. my ideal Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
Some people describe a day in the life kind of thing. It's like, you know, you're walking down the street one night on a
day in the life
night.
Is coffee shops for me.
Oh yes.
On every block instead of liquor stores.
We love that.
I would love coffee shops on every block.
Oh man, yes.
Yes, bakeries and yes, little small mom and pop stores again.
Yes.
I would love to see that. Cigar stores. I don't smoke cigars, but I know it's money in cigars.
Frank would like that, too.
Right there.
I know Reggie Hallett would like that, too.
Maurice Hallett is working on. He's working on that right now.
Cool.
Cigars.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah,
I never really thought of what my ideal Trenton would look like.
And she says something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She says, maybe that's why we don't know what we're doing. It seems like.
Well, I do feel like, and you even said when you were describing your business, you said, I gave myself a goal. Mm-hmm. In 5 years, mm-hmm. you set up a goal and then you had the things that you needed to do to reach that goal in 5 years. So you had a vision
Absolutely.
For what you wanted to look like in 5 years. So if you're just, you know, putting out fires and running here and running there, you're kind of like chasing your tail.
Right.
And I think that's what you're alluding to. It's like, if we're all sitting here going, oh, what's happening there? Oh, look at that. Oh no. Then nothing gets done.
Absolutely.
But if there's a vision, like in 5 years, we want to be here. In 10 years, we want to be here. And, you know, and so on. And I'm glad I feel like the mayor has a vision, like because he's putting activities in the streets and different months he's got stuff going. They're doing some cleanups and I'm just seeing a lot more life. And so maybe if we can all, as the residents and as the people that live here, start like imagining what we want to see and what does it look like to you in your imagination. And then you've got some place to go, right? You have like a place where you can start walking towards.
Right. That's an event, Trenton Vision Board.
Trenton Vision Block.
Right.
Mm.
Oh.
So you take a block, a group gets a block in Trenton, wherever,
right.
and they make it the way they want to make it, the way mm-hmm. they envision it for a week.
And then they have something to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
Trenton Vision Block.
Mm. I still want a Ferris wheel.
Yes. In honor of Frank Whedon. Did you know Frank Whedon?
Yes, I did. Candles. Yes.
Oh, let me tell you, my dream guest, Frank Whedon.
Yeah.
He was a great guy. I like Frank Whedon.
Miss him.
He was the best.
Yes,
he was
the
best.
He loved the city. Oh, he really did.
Yes. I would meet with him at Maxine's.
Oh, really?
And we would have drinks.
I can totally see that.
And yes, definitely.
You're making me miss him so much now. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that was one of his things. We need to have, with his, crackly voice, Ferris wheel down by the river.
Ferris wheel.
And it'll be a destination, and people will come here. And
so
I'm like
Atlanta.
So we're going to take up that mantle.
I know London has the London Eye.
But this will have the attraction. Whedon wheel, right?
All right, the Whedon wheel.
The Whedon wheel.
We're going to do it.
Speak that into
existence.
We're
going to have that just like Fashion Institute. It is coming. Hold on to your socks, Trenton.
Yes, and your wigs.
And surrounding you, and your wigs.
Frank doesn't have a wig, though.
Well, I had a wig. I had a wig sewn into my head.
All right, we're not talking about that right now. Another story for another time.
I can't.
Yeah, don't even ask. Don't ask.
That's not going on the board.
Is there anything else you have maybe on your heart that we didn't touch upon that you want to share, you want to let podcasting know?
No, not really. I just look forward to Trenton coming together.
Amen.
I look forward to Trenton coming together.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Working together.
Mm-hmm.
One agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remove the personalities and egos.
Oh,
and
egos.
Make it work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Make it work.
Make it work.
The city is depending on us to come together and make this thing work for everyone.
Right.
You're absolutely right. As Tim Gunn would say, designers, make it work.
Make it work.
Trenton makes it work.
Yes.
Trenton makes it work.
There you go.
That's right.
Gosh,
the world takes notice.
You guys are just popping things. I like it.
Trenton makes it work. The world takes notice. All
right. That's right.
Well, that has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves. We are making waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible format flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.